told me, love comes in all kind of forms. He said, between a man and a woman, he said, most women and men today feel that sex is a sign of love. Sex and money is a sign of love. It's not. He says, love comes in all forms. If you meet a girl that likes the things that you do, I mean, no matter how small it is, if y'all think that's a nice thing to do, you know, say you're going to buy something. Says, I like to buy this. Oh, yes, Larry, that's nice. That's beautiful. Love comes in the forms of communication, the things that you need to do together, and you agree on the same thing, okay? Not, now, I don't like that. You laugh, why are you buying that? You know what I mean? Why are you buying that? You know? If you find somebody to agree on the thing that you do, that's a lovely thing to do, okay? And you say, how do we know what love is if your parents are not love? You got to figure that out yourself. You got to stand and look at your mom. Say, my mom, I don't think she loves us. I'm trying to tell you why she doesn't act like that. Because that's the way we raised her. You got to figure out what love is yourself. You got to figure that out yourself. You have to figure that out yourself. What is love? Because right now, you find a girl that you like. Nobody has to tell you whether you love that girl or not. You will know it in here, Larry. You understand what I'm saying? You have to know it in here. Not sex. But you got to know it in here. In here. You understand what I'm saying? Love is a many things. It is a many things. You may think your mother don't love you. But at times, your mother can do some very loving things for you. Or she can say some very loving things to you. And the next minute, you turn around and you wish I could kill you. Okay? Okay? All right? Am I right around here?
You're right.
100%. That's it. Love and hate is a fine line between love and hate. You've heard that story. But you got to figure out what's important to you. My mother saying to me once in a while, Larry, I love you. And that's great, Larry. Oh, Larry, God damn it, Larry, you hear that? You got to figure out, well,
what does she mean by that?
Yeah, what does she mean by that? And she is a frightened for you. You know why she's frightened for you? One reason she's frightened for you, she's been exactly where you at today. She's been there. Did that. You understand what I'm saying? Did that. Because when you going to look at your mother and say, I'm leaving home, I'm going to South, and I want you to give me a ticket. And I go, well, you only, this is May. June, you're going to finish the 11th grade. Why the hell can't you wait till June to leave? Now I'm leaving now. Okay? I'm leaving now. Okay? Now I should have said, well, you're going to thumb your ass way to Georgia because I'm not giving you a ticket. You're going to stay in June and get that grade. Right? That's what I should have said. But I did not. There's a ticket. Okay? That's wrong in me. I should not have did that, Larry. Okay? I should not have did that. Okay? And just like I told Sonny. Now I told your mother, now don't come back no more. I don't want to see you no more. I'm pissed. I should not have said that. I should have let her went on to Georgia, get her mistakes, and come back home. But I said, you can't come back. That was wrong for me to say that, Larry. You understand what I'm saying? Let her get it out of her system, find out who was right. Okay? She found out soon I was right. You popped up. I was right. Okay? Now, Sonny, I tell everybody, you get pregnant, you ain't going to stay here. We're going to put you out. That's my line with my daughters. Bad word to tell your daughters if you get pregnant. You can't stay with me, Larry. Think about that. That's heavy. Okay? Now, when Sonny got pregnant, everybody said, Mama, Grandma found out you're pregnant. She's going to throw your ass out of this house. Right? You found out you're pregnant. Y'all didn't tell me. Right? Mm-hmm. You know about all this, right? Sonny got the abortion. I don't know nothing. Now when Sonny come and tells me that she had got this abortion behind my back, she said to me, Mom, Grandma, I know they did it because they didn't want you to put me out. Then I said to Sonny, big mistake. She said, but Grandma, if you'd have found out I was pregnant, you would have thrown me out. No, Sonny. I would not have thrown you out. She said, but Grandma, you always told me that, Sonny. That's the line I give you to keep you from getting pregnant. I figure if I keep saying to you, if you get pregnant, I'm going to throw you out. You're going to be very careful not to get pregnant. But I said, if you would have told me you were pregnant, you would have had that baby. Sonny would have had that baby, and I'm sad to say, she might not have had Max. Because if she'd have had that first baby, Larry, and had to go through changing them diapers and take care of that baby, she might have last. I'm not going to have no more baby. I'm going back to school. What do you think? What do you think?
Sonny, yeah, Sonny was good in school.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I believe if she would have had that first baby and had to raise that baby, okay? As a young person like that, to raise that baby, she would have said, I don't think I want to be a mother right now, okay? But we didn't give her that choice. I told that lie to her that she won't get put out of the house, you know? And they believed that. She believed it, your mother believed it, everybody believed it. Grandma will throw your ass out of here if she finds you. We're not to put Sonny out of here. But it's a sign that my mother always said, God moving in mysterious ways. It was not for Sonny to have that baby. It was for her to have Max. So all the crap to them went down, good or bad, she has
out.
Max, right?
It all works
Max
out.
A loving little boy, okay? It gave him a chance to come into the world. He might not even been born because she probably would not have been in with Big Max if she would have struggled with that guy there, the Cuban guy, because they wanted her to marry him so bad. I would have probably been in jail. I would have had to kill them people because Fairly was not going to marry that boy, right? If she would have had that baby for them Cuban people, she might have been in Castro with Castro now. That people would have snapped her ass out and took her. Them people was desperate for her. They wanted her to marry that boy. She wanted her to marry that boy so bad and pitiful. She would have had a baby for that boy. She would have been looking at Castro right now. Let me tell you, somebody kept her to Cuba to keep her from me. Did you hear me what I'm saying? So God moved in mysterious ways, you know. It was white. They got to give her emotions. So she met up with Max. Eh, maybe nobody likes Max or what the hell ever, but she got a beautiful little boy that everybody loves. She's working. She's not my Sonny that I like to see. Got all them pounds on her, but she's Sonny. And she's working. She's helping her husband. She's trying to have a house. So, okay, let it alone. But I'm trying to tell you here, you kids have it good. You have it good. Your mother may get up and raise all kind of hell, but your mother will knock you down on the floor, right? Right? Shit. Your grandfather hit you across the head, okay, how big you was, right? And this was the kind of person he was. He see you out in the street fighting, you know what he would say to you? You better not let him beat you.
You better come home
with some motherfucking blood on your shoes. You better whoop his ass. You better not let him whoop you. What kind of parent would tell you that, Larry? Huh?
But you know what? We were raised to be vicious.
Right.
And now that we are,
yeah,
we pay for it.
Right. And your mother doesn't know any better. She really doesn't know any better. All that. You know how she at the theater there talking to them kids. How she talking to them kids? She don't talk nice to those kids over there. But you see what she got? She got kids. She don't have adults working. She got kids. She give them a very hard time. You know, sometimes she give them kids a very, she talk to them real like, yeah. But you know what? I'm so glad that they people in the theater like her. You understand what I'm saying? That is beautiful. They like her. They like the way she ran Terry over there, but because she keeps that theater working. But that's just her way, Larry. She's not a bad person. She just doesn't know any better. You understand? She goes to therapy every Tuesday, don't she? She goes to therapy, don't she? Yeah.
But you know what,
she's the doctor, everything.
But you know, see, here's the thing. If you think about it,